Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, I'm Chris Shank, the education guy at the Painting Contractors Association. PCA provides painting contractors with the training and connections they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pcapainted.org. What is content marketing? Everyone seems to be talking about it. How does it work? Who creates the content? Where do you put it? Answers to all these commonly asked questions and more on this episode of Paint Ed with Ken Tucker of ChangeScape Web. Ken talks with us about how content marketing differs from other forms of marketing, and he discusses easy ways you can start building content and creating a presence online that makes the bots work for you to bring you more business. Hey, Ken, welcome to Paint Ed.
Hey, Chris, how's it going today?
It's very good over here. I am excited to talk to you because you have a new goal that you achieved, something that you put out. I know that you are an author of several books now and just became an author of what?
Third
book. Yeah. And do you want to tell people what that is?
Yeah, the book is called Content Marketing for Local Search: Create Content That Google Loves and Prospects Devour.
Well, we're celebrating with you. That's pretty exciting. We love having you in PCA education because you really do give a lot of really good content, and you're available as a resource for more for people who are using what you are teaching and they want to know how do they keep moving down that road and getting better and better. So I'm glad, you know, we have people in our education that always has the more. I say that all the time. There's always more with some of these educators. So we're excited about that book. We're excited about you being here. Let's talk a little bit about why you wrote that and who helped you with it and what you're trying to accomplish here and what you're helping people with.
Yeah, we wrote this book really for small business owners and their marketing teams. I did this with four other marketing consultants that are in the Duct Tape Marketing Consultant Network with me. These are guys that I've known for 4 years or longer, in some cases substantially longer. And, you know, I had put together this outline a couple of years ago, and it was based on feedback and comments that I was getting from my customers. And so I reached out to these guys and asked them if they felt like they were getting similar questions or had similar concerns. Content marketing is really fundamental to search engine optimization. And you know, the ability to create content is still probably the top driver for most businesses in terms of search engine optimization. So we wanted to create something that a small business owner or their marketing team could use with actionable things, demystifying this concept of what local SEO is, and really just any ideas we can do to empower the business to take this book and be successful.
Okay, let's slow down a little bit, and I want to get into some of the stuff, but what is content marketing for people who don't know?
Well, content marketing is really creating content that is used online, in this case, from my perspective, and that's what the perspective of the book is. And online, it could be a blog posts, it could be pictures or videos that you post on Instagram or YouTube, put content on your Google My Business page. But it's really, you know, it's this collective set of things that you do to create content, to educate, inform, entertain, and that you take and you promote and optimize across your online channels.
Great. Okay. So it's about the creating the content. Now, help me contrast content marketing with just marketing in general. What do people need to know about that essential difference?
Well, I think content marketing is driven based on creating value for your clients or your customers. And, you know, whereas marketing can be very specific, it can be literally a lead generation campaign with just a simple, clear message, drive people, maybe even with a paid ad, to a landing page where it's got a strong call to action. It could be an offer. So there may be very little content. It may just say, you know, paint 4 rooms, get the 5th room free, or something like that.
Right.
And that, you know, that could be a marketing campaign. Content marketing is an additive thing. It's something that you continue to do. You create content, you continue to push it out there through social media. It's the type of content that attracts, like a magnet, people to find you and interact with you and engage with you and know, like, and trust you.
So it's really producing some of your content really for free, right? It's putting it out there and saying, hey, this is for you. It's a little gift from me. It's tips, it's tricks, it's hacks. It's, you know, you're here's an expert that's saying, I just want to show some good faith and help people. And if you want more of that, there's more where that came from. Is that kind of a good way to describe what content marketing is trying to accomplish?
Yeah, but it also does include, you know, the pages that describe the services that you do and the problems that you solve for your customer on your website, which could be more traditional web pages as opposed to blog posts.
So it's not just content out there that's free, that's disconnected from any other pool. There is some promotion in there built in somewhere very strategically.
That's correct.
Okay. And that sounds very effective. I think in our day and age where people want authenticity and they want to know that you're kind of part of the bigger community and you're not just a savvy business owner that's trying to snag a dollar here and there, where it's really kind of, hey, I'm invested. I'm invested in what's happening in the lives of other people and businesses. I want to promote business growth. And kind of all of a sudden you become a resource. And in becoming a resource and an expert, people want to see you around more and they want to use your services. It's kind of building some trust, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But it also, you know, fundamentally, it literally just gives you an opportunity to be found for a search phrase. So just literally having a page that talks about, you know, house painting in a particular city on your website gives you the ability when somebody types in that search to find you for that search phrase. And so the more aligned that you can have your content with the phrases that people would be searching for, you know, some of these very intention oriented kinds of things, like I just described, painter in such and such city. But then also some of the long tail keyword phrases. And by long tail, I mean, it's literally a phrase. It could be, you know, even a question, because with smart speakers and, you know, mobile phones and smartphones, people are now asking questions of the search engines. They'll speak right into Siri or Cortana or Alexa or whatever. And I'm surprised my Alexa didn't go off, actually. But fortunately, I think the one up here, I changed the name. So, but, you know, with those questions, if you have content that you can optimize around that question that somebody is speaking into their device, that gives you the opportunity to be found for that phrase.
Interesting. I got two questions. First question is, what did you change the name to?
Computer. I can't say it very well.
Computer. I'm a Star Trek fan, so. Let's see if it'll catch my voice on that. That is hilarious. And that's very Star Trekian.
Yeah. When that became available, I had to jump all over it.
I didn't even know that was available. I love it. Okay. The other question is, so it's not just about being friendly. There's a very practical use to this, because bots out there looking for keywords and things like that are going to be kind of attaching to your content and kind of bringing people to your stuff just because you've written a lot and used a lot of good keywords, right?
Yeah, and it's an additive thing. I mean, the more content you have on your website, the more you give yourself an opportunity to be found for a variety of different search phrases. The more opportunity you give to somebody, you know, for them to link to you because of a valuable blog post that you wrote, to, you know, or a how-to, or a frequently asked questions segment that you put on your website, and somebody else found that to be very helpful, and so they link to that content and share that with their their folks.
That's great. So it's beyond the goodwill and philanthropic principle. Truly, it is a very practical step. So if people aren't doing it because they think, like, I'm not going to start writing a blog, I'm not going to start putting out free videos and pictures and all this stuff just to empower other people to feel like, because maybe there's a fear that it's just going to empower DIYers with your content. But no, you're saying very practically, this draws people to you. It's a very scientific approach to bringing people to your content, to your pages, and to see promotions for your services.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just an incredibly fundamental thing to do. One of the things that drives me nuts is when a business literally has one single service page, and they write down bullet points of about 10 or 15 different services they do. First of all, that's not enough content for Google to optimize for search. Google wants to see at least 500 words. And if it's in a competitive space, you might need to have 1,000 to 2,500 or more words on a page that you've optimized. But really, if you do 20 services, every one of those services should be its own page.
Okay, so if there was a way to kind of measure how much websites are putting out there, is there a way to I'm wondering if you even have tools that you offer clients to help them gauge the amount of content they have versus the amount of content another business who has the proper amount, you know, how those stack up against each other, percentages and things like that. Do you help clients with that? I'm just curious.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a whole set of diagnostic tools that can tell us the number of pages and the actual pages that somebody has available on their website. Again, assuming that they haven't made those private, but even depending on how they set it up, some of those private pages may be indexable by Google. And then, you know, we've got tools that can do an analysis of the quality of the on-page SEO that they've done, meaning how are they trying to optimize that page and using the metadata fields, and as well as like the total word counts on individual pages.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, I imagined that stuff was happening, but that's very good to know those tools are out there. So let me ask you, what are some of the barriers, I guess, to people building this content? I'm sure you hear it from people again and again, and I can imagine what some of those common phrases are, but what do you hear from contractors when you talk to them about content marketing and what they think the barriers are?
I don't have time. What in the world would I write about or take a picture of? You know, those are the really common ones. And, you know, I like to say that, you know, we create content, all of us, every single day. We may not be capturing it in a way that's easy to put it onto a website, but that there are pretty easy remedies for that. As an example, for a painter, you know, when you go in and you write up an estimate and you give your customer a proposal, that is a potential piece of content that you could put onto your website. Now, obviously, if it's, you know, if you've got proprietary stuff in there, you don't want to share that on your website. But there's a lot of stuff that you already do. Every time you answer an email from a question that you get from a customer, from a phone call, from an email, from a face-to-face visit, record all of that. If it's in email, it's already written. So you can literally just take that, copy it, clean it up, and that can turn into either a blog post or a frequently asked question. If you're having that conversation with one customer, I bet you have a lot of customers that probably have those same questions.
Right, that's true.
And sometimes the fact that you answer those questions before somebody even thinks about them is the difference maker. And that may sway them to say, you know what, I'm going to do business with these guys because they clearly understand what they're doing. They know the questions that I should be asking. And they're guiding me to select the best solution. So
that's awesome. I love that. So you hear, I don't have time. And so the answers to, man, you're spending time doing this and not even knowing it, basically. Isn't that what you're saying? Like, you're already doing a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. And another great thing is, you know, before you leave the job, you know, before you back out of the driveway, whether it's wrapping up a job, whether it's, you know, doing the initial estimate for a job, almost all of us these days have a smartphone. Every smartphone has a voice recorder. Speak into that. Describe what you just did. You know, describe the problem the customer has. You know, what your solution is. What concerns they have. Maybe why they even ask you to come out. You know, to give them an estimate or complete the project in the first place. Record it. Transcriptions are really inexpensive and they're really pretty accurate these days. Worst case scenario, a tool called Rev.com, R-E-V.com, it costs you $1 a minute to get a transcription. So if you had, you know, the conversation we have today, for example, you know, which is going to be 20, 30 minutes or so, that's going to turn into thousands of words that you could put on your website. You know, so whether you're speaking into your phone, just recording your notes, which may be good for you, you know, just to refresh your memory anyway. But then you can take that and get that transcribed and clean it up, and that becomes great content.
Okay, I just want to put an alert right there. Let's flag this point in the podcast for people who are listening and say, I want them to know, you just heard something brilliant from Ken Tucker. I know, Ken, you say a lot of brilliant things, but this was brilliant. Go back, rewind, listen to this part of the podcast, and you just if people could apply what you just said, there would be so much content created, so much new SEO for them. That is amazing. And let me half step that just a little bit to say you started with the instructions to just at the end of every job record and maybe get that transcribed by rev.com. But mm-hmm. I'd also say like some steps before, because I so badly want people to start doing that. Get familiar with the recording option on your phone, because people are like, oh, now I have to learn how to do that. Then I got to get used to doing it. Well, just get familiar. Open it up even right now. Stop the podcast. Go do that and just get familiar with that. Or as soon as you're done with the podcast, if you haven't used it, it's right there. It should be just about on every phone. Download an app if you don't have it. And then I challenge you today or tomorrow, this week, to try it out one or two times. Just try it out. See how it feels. And then know, as soon as you have done that, you already have most of the work done for a post of some kind or a blog or just some kind of content you could put in, you know, the most frequently asked questions part of your page, whatever it is, you're already halfway there.
Yeah.
So I absolutely like that a lot. That's really good. So you're answering the question, you know, I don't have time. So you just mentioned, hey, look, you're already doing a lot of the stuff. The knowledge is already there. Or what would I write about was the second question you said. And mm-hmm. here's what you write about. Here's how you do it. Now, real quick, you're talking about blog posts. You're talking about maybe FAQ page. What other things can that content fill in? I know you talked about pictures too, but where else, if you had to kind of just rattle off a few more?
If you get into the habit of doing these recordings, you know, it's going to become obvious that you're getting the same question over and over and over again. Mm. So that's the perfect piece of content to create and put out there on social media. Mm. You know, take a picture or, you know, before and after pictures or whatever you can do to convey something. And, you know, when you provide value on social media, and you may need to spend $25-$50 to, you know, to even advertise the content that you're putting to get it out there in front of the right people. But that is going to be so much more effective because you're delivering, you know, value to them, and you already know that this is, you know, something that anybody who's thinking about painting is, you know, is going through their mind. Mm-hmm. You know, why not differentiate yourself? Why not provide the answer, you know, maybe even before they formalize the question? So, you know, you could do that. Obviously, I think a lot of painters these days are probably starting to take pictures of before and afters. You can take that content and use those for social media posts. You can weave them together and turn them into a video to show a transformation. There's so much that you can do. And video content's fantastic because if you have a video and there are words to the video, you know, if you do a narration over the top of the video, for example, to explain the transformation, you know, and when we work with our customers, you know, we kind of have a process of what we ask them to think about when they write up a job description that they've completed for a customer. What problem did you solve? And dig a little bit on that. You know, there are internal problems and there are external problems. The internal problem is why and who they choose to buy from. The external problem is, you know, the obvious thing that, you know, my house looks, you know, my house has no curb appeal. That's the exterior problem. The interior problem, or, you know, or my house, you know, it's so bad that my house is now in danger of being damaged because it doesn't have the protection of paint. To protect it from the elements. The internal problem is, gosh, I feel bad. I'm so embarrassed because the rest of my neighbors have really nice looking houses, you know, and that embarrassment, they may never express that to you, but that could be the motivator for why somebody is actually looking in the first place. So to the extent that you can address both the internal and external problem, you know, that's going to be very powerful.
Mm. You know, I love that you're talking about the different ways that content can be expressed. It's not just in writing, because that's the other question I had. What if I'm not a writer? I don't feel like I'm good at writing or speaking or whatever, but there's pictures and there's videos and there's ways to get help with that. I would also suggest find somebody on your team who likes that. And, you know, if there is a project or a production manager or a crew leader or whoever that knows about what projects are happening and they want to take this on, or you have somebody in the office who would kind of interview somebody from the project to just get a few tips and they write something up. That's another way to get some written content there. Let me mention somebody who did a fantastic thing recently. I saw on Facebook, I think it was, Christian Militello. Did almost, I think, exactly what you're talking about, Ken. And matter of fact, I think I saw this yesterday or the day before. I was trying to look it up just now. But he said, hey, I just had a conversation with the client, and they asked me these questions, and I get these questions all the time, and here are the answers. And literally, there's like green check marks, I think, by each one. And I'm not even looking for somebody to power wash stucco, I think is what it was about. But I was very interested to see what the common questions were and how he would answer them. And it was literally yes, yes, yes answers to all these questions. But it was like, do you power wash stucco? Is it going to ruin the stucco? And he was saying like, yes, we do this. No, it won't hurt it if you have the right people doing it and with the right knowledge. And it was so informative and so fast. I think there were maybe four or five questions, and it was like, bam, 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 bam. And I was like, well, this guy knows what he's doing, and he must have had hundreds of conversations just like this. And it was right there in a post, and it didn't take up a lot of room. It was very quick. He gave us information there. Done. Loved it. Do you feel like that's a good example?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, another thing too is if you don't have somebody on your team, you know, if you're, and one of the things I'm really excited about with this book is Dr. Ivan Meisner, who is the founder of BNI, Business Networks International, actually wrote the intro for the book. And, you know, so I hope a lot of painters that are listening out there are members of BNI chapters. I think it can be a really great thing. You know, there are probably people in your BNI chapter, you know, or local marketing companies, you know, or if you're working with us, it's something we typically will offer to our customers. We can call and interview your clients. As a matter of fact, there's a real strategic advantage to doing that, because they may not tell you why they decided to hire you directly because they've already got a relationship with you. But, you know, if somebody independent is contacting them on your behalf, you know, and they're asking the right set of probing questions, it may help you to differentiate yourself from the competition.
That's true. Yeah.
So that's one cool thing. Yeah. But the other thing is, you know, pay somebody for a couple of days, you know, 4 hours, 2 hours, 8 hours, whatever it takes to follow you and your crew. And, you know, they can do the voice recording. They can take the pictures and the videos and package it. Now, that's going to cost a little bit more money. But if you, you know, if you make it a concerted effort and you think, okay, I'm going to take them to, you know, this interior job here. I'm going to take them over here to this exterior project. Here's a deck project that we're doing, you know, and you orchestrate that so that they, you know, they maximize the efficiency of the time that they're spending, whatever it is, 2, 4, 8 hours. You know, they can capture a ton of content by doing that. And then, you know, it's their job to turn it into useful content that you can utilize throughout the web.
Well, Ken, that was a lot of good information, and it's just the tip of the iceberg always with you. I love that there's always the more. So tell me about the more and how people can access that. Tell me about how people can get the book.
Yeah, so the book is going to be available on Amazon as either a Kindle or in a paperback version. So you could purchase either one of those. By the way, you do not have to own a Kindle to be able to read a Kindle book. There are free apps that you could put on any smartphone or tablet that will allow you. All you have to do is have an Amazon account, make the purchase, and then it will send it to that device. So it doesn't have to be a Kindle per se. You know, if you just do a search for content marketing for local search is the name of the book, or if you do a search for my name as an author, I have an author page, and it should have that book listed on the author page. I have a shortened URL for convenience to make it easier for people to remember, which is csweb.me/content book, and that should also take you to the page where you can buy the book.
Okay, and we'll have it in the show notes as well, and we'll put that out there. And that was released September 26th, right?
That's correct.
Okay, good. So it's out there. Go check that out. We're really proud of our education partner, Ken Tucker with ChangeScape Web. Thanks for being on Paint Ed, Ken.
Oh, thanks so much, Chris. It's always great to talk with you. And like I said, we wrote this book really to help small business owners navigate the whole world of what is content marketing, why is it so important, and how does it come into play for local search engine optimization.
Great. Thanks so much, Ken.
Thanks, Chris. Take care.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting Contractors Association. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org. We'll see you next time.
People are now asking questions of the search engines. They'll speak right into Siri or Cortana or Alexa or whatever. Mm. And I'm surprised my Alexa didn't go off, actually. but fortunately, I think the one up here, I changed the name. So,
what did you change the name to?
Computer. I can't say it very well.
Computer.
I'm a Star Trek fan, so.